He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the October 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We had quite a morning. The futures actually looked a little bit on the glum side this morning. We were down at 1.134, but that's all on paper, you see. That's before the real trading day begins. And then those futures started rebounding, and we are now up on the Dow 57 points to 26,844. We're in a volatile time right now because we've got all of these companies that are reporting earnings here, and a lot of them are Dow companies. A lot of them, obviously, are S&P 500 companies. In fact, 128 S&P 500 companies will report this week. By the time this week is over, the Nasdaq is even right now, 8,103. The S&P 500 right around 3,000. It's up 3.5 points right now, 2,999.99. The Russell 2000 is flat today, small cap index. Crude oil getting a little boost today. OPEC talking a little bit about cutting supply again. Gold is up at $9.90 per ounce. First rally in gold that we've seen in a while. It's at $1,497 per ounce. Silver's up a dime. Of course, silver dimes have very little silver in them anymore. The 10-year yield's at 1.74% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've had some big companies reporting earnings. We've got some big reports here today that we need to get to. We had a big whiff yesterday by a few companies. The biggest whiff was Travelers, a member of the Dow. Kimberly-Clark also turned in some soft earnings yesterday. McDonald's did too. But you kind of had a very mixed day in the market yesterday. The tech stocks took a dive in the last couple hours of the day. I think that was on talk of antitrust action by the DOJ and a few CEO changes here and there also that affected quite a bit of stocks. I sold one stock yesterday out of my ultra growth portfolio. I also sold one out of my emerging growth portfolio. I did not find anything new to buy in yesterday's market, but there are some very interesting possibilities here that I'm looking at. I sent out several tweets yesterday. I mentioned Aaron Rents. You know, that's quite a good company, actually. They rent refrigerators and couches and computers and televisions and whatnot for people with bad credit that can't afford to either buy or buy with credit cards. That stock has been breaking out to new highs here recently. I sent out a tweet on Next Era Energy, NEE, which just had an unbelievable day yesterday as it exploded once again to new highs. I saw some good action in Carvana yesterday, and quite a few biotechs were lit up yesterday with that big news coming from Biogen on some promise in an Alzheimer's drug. Wouldn't that be something? And I also saw very good activity in the large banks. Go figure. Interest rates. Well, interest rates have been going up a little bit. The bond market's been a little bit soft. We're back up to 1.74 right now on the 10-year. And, of course, we had all those earnings coming in from the banks. And for the most part, they were better than expected. And I saw some very nice breakouts yesterday on Citigroup, symbol C. On J.P. Morgan, symbol J.P.M., and Bank of America, B.A.C. Well, I'm not going to talk about Brexit for a while. It was shot down again, so that also impacted the market. I noticed there was a sell-off in the market that pretty much coincided with that news that they voted to delay it again. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. And I saw a sell-off right about that time in the market across the board. The market was not happy with that news. Market does not like uncertainty. They would rather deal with certainty, the known, than the unknown. That also affected the global markets just a little bit overnight. Well, we got a new hotspot in the world. I get up every morning quite early, and I read news from all over the world. And I noticed this morning the unrest in Chile, which is unusual. Chile's had quite a bit of prosperity down there. They have a businessman that runs the country. Of course, we've seen these protests in Hong Kong recently. And in Chile, it all started when they raised subway fares, it seems like, and that set off protest. Now they're having riots, worst protest in decades, hit the country, leading to thousands of arrests and 15 deaths. You know, I've always been very squeamish about investing in Latin America. I've, lived in a border town in San Diego. Now the border, most of that border is just kind of very invisible there in San Diego. It's a lot of the people that lived in Tijuana and south now live in San Diego. But that's the sign of the times, I guess. A lot of companies that have exposure to Chile. And, of course, well, growing up in a border town, I saw a lot of things going on in Mexico that made me say, you know what, I wouldn't invest in that country. They can devalue the peso anytime they want. There were a lot of U.S. retirees that were investing in CDs in Tijuana, paying 18-19%. One morning they woke up, the peso had been devalued, and they had lost half their money. So once in a while, I mean, there's a few big stocks down there in South America that I keep an eye on, and I have owned in the past, but you definitely have a lot of political risk. We'll see what happens down in Chile and their president, Sebastian Piñera. Facebook, well, the FANG stocks, that was part of the sell-off, I think, in the tech sector yesterday. First, you had Steve Mnuchin. He told the company that their 2020 launch plans for their digital currency were premature. And we've seen Facebook rally when they announced their digital currency, but it's been an uphill battle ever since trying to roll that out. And as we do the show today, we've got Mark Zuckerberg testifying before Congress. He's being grilled right now by Maxine Waters. And he's making a lot of faces on the TV. Very, very strange guy, that Zuckerberg. I don't know if I trust that Zuckerberg guy. But Facebook was down yesterday, along with the other FANG stocks. And with that Libra controversy taking place, that's their proposed cryptocurrency. I see Bitcoin is dropping to its lowest level since May. It's down in the $7,500 level. In addition to that, the antitrust. Are these companies too big? Yes. The question, the answer to that question is yes. But as I think through all of this, many times when you break up these companies. They're even more valuable because a lot of time the parts are worth more than the sum of the parts. So go ahead, break up Google, break up Facebook, break up Amazon. Now you've got five or six really good companies instead of one very powerful good company. So I don't know that the breakup of these companies would hurt them all that much. What they have is dominant positions in the industries that they represent. Nevertheless, you've got many state attorney generals probing Google, Facebook, and some of the other large FANG stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Just how powerful are these FANG stocks? Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Well, Google has achieved a breakthrough in quantum computing research. Listen to this. Okay, this is for all you nuclear physicists out there. I liked math a lot. I was always very good at math, but, you know, this is beyond my pay grade here, but I think you'll get the gist of it. In a blog post, Google said it's developed a new 54-qubit processor. Well, I want one for my laptop. That performed a target computation in 200 seconds. Well, that's not so fast. Sit there and wait 200. That's what we used to wait for in VisiCalc for our spreadsheets to update. 200 seconds. That's, what, 3 minutes and 20 seconds? Well, the world's fastest computer before this would have taken 10,000 years to produce a similar output. Oh, boy. You want a fast computer, that... They lay claim to quantum supremacy over at Google. And I'm seeing a new target, high target price on Google Alphabet, otherwise known as Alphabet. Credit Suisse is raising their target from $1,500 to $1,700. You know, it's like these FANG stocks. You have to own them. I just don't see how you get around not owning them. They are so powerful and so big. The only one I don't own, I do not own Netflix, and I actually don't own Google, but Google has an excellent chart right now, otherwise known, the stock formerly known as Alphabet, or as Google, now known as Alphabet. These companies, how many companies out there are going to make $56 per share next year? $56 per share. That's Alphabet. Amazon's going to make $33 per share. That's why I say I don't know that breaking these companies up would have much of an adverse effect on them. Nice day for Alphabet today. Stock up $13 per share as Credit Suisse raises their target from $1,500 to $1,700. The stock is currently at $1,255, a $1,700 target price. And analyst Stephen Chu cites the strong growth of search and YouTube, plus the ongoing monetization improvements in search through product updates. Netflix, well, they're going to float some bonds here. Would you loan Netflix money? They're asking 3.625%, 3 5/8 going out 12 years and actually 8 years. And if you want to go out 12 years, they're offering 4.875%. Those will be due in 2030. There's so much demand for these notes that they have upsized the offering to $2 billion. You know, what's a few, just change a few digits here and there. Best Buy is the next one to join in to next day delivery. You know, you just see all this pressure on these companies. Look at the discount brokers. They're all at zero now. The race to zero. None of them, I don't know that any of them anymore, charge anything. Look at, I remember at one time when I first got into the business, there were old brokers at Morgan Stanley Merrill Lynch still getting $200, $300 commission. for advising on a sale. And I remember then along came the discount brokers, and now we're at zero. Well, now it's delivery, okay? Amazon announced next-day delivery. Walmart has next-day delivery. Target has next-day delivery. Now Best Buy has to provide. To stay competitive, they have to provide. I guess we need to invest in the delivery companies. Well, you can get tablets, headphones, even an espresso machine delivered by tomorrow. Also, big screen TVs and refrigerators right from Best Buy. Well, let's see. What else do we have? Well, this is an interesting story. Things continue to boom in the Permian Basin. In Texas, the Permian Basin, Chevron sees a boom, boom, boom kind of economy. Well, I do too, but of course, Elizabeth Warren, leading candidate right now for the Democratic nomination, will shut down fracking on day one. And if I'm not mistaken, that's what they're doing down in the Permian Basin. They're fracking. It's the world's biggest shale play. Chevron says it will not be susceptible to historic boom and bust cycles. Well, how about presidential cycles? They see a long, healthy pace of activity in the Permian Basin. You know, the oil stocks have perked up just a little bit here recently. I've especially noticed some activity in the refiners. PSX, which is Phillips 66, Marathon, which is MRO, and a few other of the refiners have been actually hitting new 52-week highs here recently. And in addition to that, they sport pretty big dividends. The problem I have with them is they're cyclical. They're not exactly growth stocks. They're very cyclical, and they need a very stable oil price for quite some time, especially the refiners, for the stocks to do well. And, of course, they've had that here recently with oil hanging out in the low 50s. And in the meantime, you've got OPEC talking about another production cut to keep those prices lofty and buoyant. Well, we got a lot of earnings here. Tesla's going to report after the close tonight. That's probably the big one. PayPal will also report tonight. But we've got several companies that have reported here. We had a bunch of companies report last night. The real big news was a change of musical chairs of CEOs, and it involved two of my stocks that I own. I own both Nike and ServiceNow. Well, in a very surprising news, ServiceNow CEO has been recruited and signed by Nike. And he's taking over for a longtime CEO there at the Beaverton, Oregon shoemaker. ServiceNow is down on the news. That's how highly regarded this CEO is. But I got a hunch that ServiceNow's got, in fact, they've already got a new CEO in place. And they stole him from SAP, the big German technology company. So I think there's still plenty of upside in both Nike, which wants to become more of a tech company. Maybe they want to be the next N in FANG. And I think there's plenty of upside in ServiceNow still. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, Workday getting an upgrade here. You know, these cloud stocks have been under pressure here recently, but it happens from time to time. We went through a bout like this about 3 or 4 months ago. where they, maybe it's part of sector rotation or some downgrades by a few analysts. But that doesn't change the earnings of the company. A downgrade by a Goldman Sachs analyst or a Morgan Stanley analyst doesn't change the earnings that the company is going to produce, nor does it change the growth rate, okay? So, you know, there may be 12 analysts following a company, and just because one of them comes along and downgrades a company, oh, yeah, it impacts the sentiment of the stock, but it does not change the fundamentals of the stock. So, you know, that's what I like about my Best Stocks Now app. It just goes out there and grabs the numbers every single day. I still like Workday a lot. Evercore upgrades Workday. Plus, the stock has pulled back considerably recently, which makes it that much cheaper. They upgrade Workday from inline to outperform on a part of a broader note on the SaaS stocks, which is a software term. And a lot of these SaaS stocks have been under pressure here recently. They set their Workday target price at $2.15. Where is Workday these days? Workday, WDAY, is at $1.54. Holy cow. That is big time upside potential. I'm going to totally agree with that with Evercore. Also, another one of these stocks that's been under a little bit of pressure, Splunk. Ah, you know, I always worry about buying a stock named Splunk. You always worry that it's going to go splat. It hasn't. It's holding on to its support level. I own it in my ultra growth portfolio. Splunk is not going splat. It's having a big day today. It's up 5.4%. on a big upgrade from Jefferies. Jefferies sees a vast opportunity for Splunk, S-P-L-K, due to continuing product portfolio growth and the stock's attractive valuation. I agree 100%. They have a $157 target price, and the stock is currently at $116. Splunk. Splunk is a $18 billion market cap company. Okay, here was the news yesterday that set off all kinds of buying and selling and upgrades and downgrades. Nike announced that John Donahoe, who was on the Nike board, will become the company's new CEO on January 13th, 2020, to replace Mark Parker, who's been the CEO of Nike for quite some time. Well, why did that set off a firestorm? Because John Donahoe was the CEO of ServiceNow. And ServiceNow, N-O-W, another one of these SaaS or cloud stocks, has done a fantastic job in running ServiceNow. ServiceNow is one of the best stocks that I have ever owned. And I'm going to continue to own it. I hate to see Mr. Donahoe leave, but the company has already stepped in and named former SAP CEO Bill McDermott as Donahoe's successor. So I think now reports earnings after the close of the market tonight. They also gave just a little bit of glimpse into their earnings last night. The stock is under a little bit of pressure here. It's recovered somewhat. Right now, ServiceNow is down on this news that their CEO is leaving. Hurry up, computer. I need one of those quantums from Google. It's down 4.3%. It was down about 10% in the after hours yesterday. But here's the deal with Now, ServiceNow. Donahoe, under Donahoe's under his guidance, the company averaged 141% per year in earnings growth over the last 5 years and has become a $41 billion company. I'm sticking with my ServiceNow. I don't own any Caterpillar. I have no interest in Caterpillar at this time. At one time, I did own Caterpillar. Caterpillar was one of the 53 stocks in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2013. But at that time, there was a commodity boom that was taking place. Why? Because China was buying up as much of the commodities in the world that they could get. Steel prices were soaring. Cement prices were soaring. Rebar prices, iron ore pellets, steel, everything soaring. Copper, all soaring. Commodity boom. Caterpillar was building equipment to get commodities out of the ground as part of their business. And Caterpillar stock was soaring back then. In fact, it hit an all-time high back then of $111. Since then, Caterpillar has been a very up and down, all over the place kind of stock. The China talks have not helped Caterpillar. The slowdown in the global economy, you don't see that commodity boom anymore. And the big cat missed earnings here. They missed by 24 cents. They missed on revenue. But the surprising part of this story is that the stock is basically even for the day. Basically even for the day is Caterpillar, C-A-T, a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Another member of the Dow has reported earnings, Boeing. That's another surprise, okay? Boeing missed earnings by quite a wide margin, but all eyes were on the 737 MAX timeline, and they are keeping that timeline the same. They believe that they will be able to gradually increase their 737 production rate later this year, by late 2020, actually, and have it back to normal. And that's the news. That was music to the market's ears as it relates to Boeing. Boeing is up 2.7% right now, BA. And then another one that reported after hours, and it's impacting the chip stocks here today, Texas Instruments, which, boy, has it rebounded. Holy cow, Texas Instruments was way down in the after hours. I'm telling you, this market wants to go higher. The earnings would suggest that the market still has quite a ways to go over the next couple of years until those earnings change. And we're seeing day to day, we're seeing companies report, and they're all feed into that S&P 500. Texas Instrument missed earnings. That was hurting the chip stocks, but now Texas Instruments still down 7%. It gapped down. It was way lower here this morning. It has recovered a lot of that loss, but Texas Instruments still down 7%. For the day. Meanwhile, another chip stock, Teradyne, which is headquartered in California, it's breaking out to new all-time highs. So there's the story of two different chip stocks, semiconductor stocks that have reported earnings. One blew away estimates. That was Teradyne hitting a new all-time high today. And the other one had a big wide miss in Texas Instruments. Anybody interested in Snap anymore? Does anybody still Snapchat? That stock down 3% today. They have yet to turn a profit. Boy, that thing was, at one time worth a whole lot more than it is today. It's still worth $19 billion. They still have a lot of sales, but they're still looking for their first penny in earnings. Maybe they'll glue the penny to the wall when they make their first earnings. They did beat by 1 cent, but that means instead of losing, instead of losing 5 cents, they only lost 4 cents per share. Snap, $19 billion company. Lilly beats earnings. Big drug stock. Hasn't gone anywhere for quite some time. I owned Lilly for a while in my dividend and growth portfolio. They have grown earnings by 14% per year over the last 5 years, but they've really hit a real just kind of standstill right now in their growth and earnings. They need some new products. They need to get some stuff in their pipeline. They beat by 7 cents, and they missed on revenue. One other one here that's I find interesting. A lot of the healthcare stocks have been perking up recently. United Healthcare, Anthem, Centene, But you've still got that black cloud hanging out there over, socialized medicine, over Medicare for All, which would put all these guys out of business. It's hard for me to step up to the plate right now and put some money into the healthcare stocks. But we'll have our featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have our Sarasota dates here. Finally, lockdown. Monday, November the 18th. Tuesday, November the 19th. And Wednesday, November the 20th. If you would like to meet with my team, I will be there with Paul. And with Barry and one of our back office folks, we will be there in person on in November. That's the week before Thanksgiving, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, Wednesday, November 20th. And if you would like to meet with us while we are there, we're going to be at the Embassy Suites this time, the brand new one. I've been wanting to try that out. I like the fact that just pull up in front and they're going to valet park you, make it real nice and easy. And we'll be there in a nice conference room where we can sit and talk and discuss and figure out ways that maybe we can help you. You can bring your current portfolios to us wherever they may be and have us look them over. Again, that is Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th. The brand new Embassy Suites, pretty new, right downtown there, near downtown in Sarasota. So if you'd like to reserve a spot, we were sold out in Minnesota. We could not have fit in one more appointment in those 3 days, and I have never been to Sarasota yet when we weren't sold out on appointments. So you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, which works out to 855-611-2378. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com and reserve a spot. Edie will be booking the appointments, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Okay, instead of having a featured stock of the day, I'm going to mention several stocks here that are in the news. I got to mention Chipotle. I still love that stock. It is down a little bit. They absolutely smashed their earnings estimates. Why is it down? Well, they're going to invest more money. They're going to build more stores. They're going to continue to grow. They're going to continue to expand. I continue to think that this stock has the potential to double over the next 5 years. Right now, it's down 5% after that blowout earnings report yesterday. And that's because they're going to be spending some money, which may cut into earnings just a little bit. But look at the longer term, the long haul. I'm still very, very bullish. They expect to open 150 to 165 restaurants in 2020, which will be even more than this year. So I'm still very, very bullish on Chipotle. Also, CoStar, which we featured yesterday. CoStar came in with good earnings. It just seems like all these earnings reports, what are they expecting? They're expecting the moon. CoStar is down 5.7%. I don't think the growth is over at CoStar. They've been growing by 34% per year. Their earnings over the last 5 years, It's down a little bit today after this earnings report. I'm not selling my CoStar. If you want to sell yours, you go ahead, be my guest. And then the other one I wanted to talk about here is kind of an interesting stock. This is in my emerging growth portfolio. Remember when Exact Sciences, this isn't the stock I'm talking about, but it's similar. Exact Sciences came up with a non-invasive test for colon cancer. Well, Veracyte, V-C-Y-T, is developing non-invasive test for various other types of cancer. And let me tell you, those tests can be pretty invasive, as many of you know. And I think that, you know, this is going to continue to be the direction as we get better and better. And, you know, they're able to detect either through saliva or blood samples, etc., being able to determine whether something is benign or whether it is cancerous without having all the surgery and everything. So it's an interesting little company, Veracyte, V-C-Y-T. It's very aggressive. It's speculative, but I do own it in my emerging growth portfolio. They did report earnings yesterday. They don't have any earnings yet, but they do have some products out now. In fact, their sales grew by 32% year over year. So I continue to own that one. That one's down 5% too. It seems like every stock that reported earnings yesterday is down 5% today. But that's earnings season for you. I've been through 22 years times four, 88 quarters of earnings season, and it's always quite interesting, to say the least. Well, if you would like to set up an appointment with us, you don't have to be in Minnesota or Florida. We have listeners all over the world. We have clients all over the country. And if you'd like to talk to us, the Brain Trust, Gunderson Capital Management, if you'd like to talk to Barry, certified financial planner, chartered financial analyst, if you'd like to talk to Paul, 30 years experience in the business, spent many years at Thinkorswim. Well, he swam. He came to South Carolina, and he's been here for quite the last 7-8 years, and I was lucky to get him, to pick him up. And also Barry Kite, I was lucky to get right here and where I'm living now in Mount Pleasant, which is really a really pretty beautiful city. But we do business all over the country. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us, we can do a Zoom conference. We can just talk over the telephone, or we can do it via email, whatever works for you, whenever's convenient for you. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. And a special alert for you folks down in Sarasota, we will be there Monday, November 18th, Tuesday, November 19th, and Wednesday, November 20th at the New Embassy Suites near downtown there. I'll have my whole crew there. We look forward to meeting with you. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.